What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Prince Harry spent his life living in the shadow of his mother's tragic death. But when he falls in love, he realizes it's up to him to stop history from repeating itself. In our new series, Prince Harry, Windsor of Change, we'll tell you how a prince without direction became a duke who found a family.
Listen to Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watcher Crappins XXL, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Ben. Hi. I'm feeling sexy. I'm feeling free. I'm feeling shirtless. I wore a nude-colored shirt. Just to kind of give off the nude vibe today.
Yeah. You know what? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to stop this podcast because I am a board member of ABT and I will not stand for this vulgarity. Okay. And I wore these pants for nothing today. I wore them for nothing. Yeah.
What a waste of pants.
We are talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay. The sisterhood of the non-useful pants. And before we dive into that today, first of all, big shout out to Even the Rich podcast. You can find a Wondery Plus. I'm speaking like Sutton all of a sudden. Or any platform, really. Even the Rich. They were so kind. They had us on as guests last night for their live streaming event. If you want to watch that, I believe the replay is on the Wondery Plus website. And I don't think you even need to be a member of Wondery Plus. So they had us on and we talked all about Scandoval. We had so much fun. It's great to meet them. So thanks for having us on. And also shout out to Lisa. Lisa, I went to my bagel shop this morning. And a lady named Lisa came up and was like, oh my God, I was just listening to you guys on the show. So shout out to Lisa for making my morning this morning at the bagel shop. That like really made my day. What are your shout outs, Ronnie?
Look at that. Just dick.
Shout out.
I'd like to say, shout out all the dick on the show. Just flopped around. Made me remind what a classy woman I am.
Shout out to pants.
No, I don't have any shout outs. You know, I'm in LA still. I went to Vegas last weekend and I've been Vegas. I realized listening to ourselves on Jeff Lewis that I say Vegas. It's Vegas. Las Vegas. Okay. Let me get rid of
how
my
do you say it?
Accent.
How do you say it? Say it again. In your
Vegas.
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 Vegas. Yeah, instead of Vegas. Instead of Vegas.
Vegas, Las Vegas. Vegas. So I went there and then, you know, I've been here in LA and it's just been a whirlwind. Okay. It's been going here, going there, talking to this, doing this thing, going to that dinner, going to this dinner, changing my clothes, taking a shower a day, washing my face,
waking up in the morning,
just doing things I normally don't do. I mean, taking a shower every day alone has been an incredible journey.
It's really hard.
Okay? I don't even know how I still have skin. My skin's just not used to that. I live at home. You know, I'll take a shower once every couple of days. I'll do it Naomi Southern Charm French style, you know, but not this time, and Uber here and Uber there, and getting to know all the people from the Uber world. And I'm exhausted. I don't know how you fucking people live life like this. I can't wait to go back into my bed, into a town where I know nobody, and just sleep.
LA is exhausting.
People actually get up and move around all day.
It's exhausting. It's a tough time, but it's made a little easier with you being around. That was a compliment, Ronnie.
I've seen you a lot.
Yeah, we've seen each other.
I don't believe it.
We've seen each other two times in a row because we did Jeff Lewis's show on Tuesday, and then we did Even the Rich yesterday, and now we're here podcasting.
It's And it's been really fun seeing you in real life. You know, there's no complaints.
It's
about
good. You
got
to drive.
It's just
like,
getting in the park, going outside. You know, there's just a lot involved in the real world. And I just like to give a shout out to all the people that live in the real world and go out there every day and just contribute to the economy like that. You guys are really doing a great job out there.
Shout out to real Americans.
I see you.
Okay.
Well, anybody, you know, there's a lot of work from home Americans like us. Well, you're a work from home American who actually goes out and does stuff. I'm a work from home American who does not go out and do stuff. The most I do is like Home Goods. And when I go to the Home Goods, I turn on the walking thing on my watch so that I can get some steps.
Oh, yeah. I cheated on my watch the other day. I walked home from the bakery, from Tartine. I walked home and I was like, are you doing an outside walk? I was like, sure am. Thanks for noticing. Someone takes notice around here. And then I forgot to turn it off. So then I did a 2-hour outdoor walk in which 10 minutes I walked and an hour and 50 minutes I sat on my bed. And then when I realized I was still doing my workout, then the watch yelled at me and was like, you're doing a lot of like low impact exercise. I just want you to know your trends are down. I was like, excuse you, watch. It was a mistake.
I was going to say, it's going to shame you now. Because
it did.
In a couple of days, it's going to be like, well, not exercising as much as you were the other day and you exercised for 2 hours. And that was the saddest exercise I've ever seen. And you're falling even below that. You fat, unhealthy bastard.
Hey, chefs.
Love your phone.
Chefs, raise your hand if you actually do your full exercise when you say you're exercising. No? Oh, that's too bad. Just turns into Padma.
Hi. Hi, chefs. You might want to stand up and breathe. I'm like, really?
Hi, chefs.
So you remind people to breathe now. They're still doing that. They're reminding people to breathe. Why don't you just tell me something? I know you're really feeling, you judgy ass. Just be like, do you see that pillow right next to you? Push it really hard into your own face.
I would like it if my Apple Watch were more like Padma Lakshmi. So that way when there's like 5 minutes left in the hour, instead of it saying, you can still do it, stand up and move around, it'd be like, chefs, 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left, chefs. Good luck. Hey, well, it's 11:59 and you haven't hit any of your rings. How did the day go for you?
Hitting the rings. God, I've never hit a ring. I don't think I've ever hit a ring. Even when I exercise, I never hit those rings. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah,
and guess what? I don't really care what it's like.
You know
what? That's one game I don't care about.
You know what I wonder what it's like? Recapping Beverly Hills. I wonder what that's like to
Me
do
too.
That. Should we try to do it?
We should do it. You know what? I wonder if we would do this if we were on the board of the American Ballet Foundation.
ABT. American Ballet. What does ABT, what's the T stand for again? Troop? No. American Ballet.
I think it's Foundation.
No, it's
American
ABT.
Ballet Foundation. Isn't
American
it?
Ballet.
ABF.
Oh, ABT. It's ABF. ABT. It's ABT. It's okay, ABF. Look. ABT. ABF. Look, ABT, American Ballet Theater. American Ballet Theater, everyone. With an R-E.
But
Theater R-E. It is fancy. Okay? She's ABT.
AB Theater. Okay, so we are at the hotel in Vegas, which I thought was the Conrad, but Ben is telling me it's the Crockford. So.
We have so many controversies happening already in the past minute.
And I just watched the show, by the way, as well. I just pressed stop and then came on, and I don't remember. I mean, it's not that I don't remember. I've just already changed all the facts in my head to suit whatever narrative I've got going on up there.
So the ladies from the American Ballet Foundation show up at the Conrad Theater. Crockford doesn't sound like a Vegas hotel. I think that's the issue. Crockford, it sounds like a chain of like restaurants like Cracker Barrel. Crockford.
It does.
You know?
Yeah, Crockford. It sounds like a steakhouse version where it's like a $10 steak, you know? They're like, whoa, come on over to Crockford Steakhouse. And you go in, it's like...
Question. Have you ever heard of Johnny Carino's?
Of course.
Really?
It's a classic.
I had literally...
Yes. I mean, have I ever been on a date?
Sorry. That was a disgusting wheeze laugh. I had never heard of it until last night. I saw a commercial that was like, come on in and get like a free lasagna with another free lasagna at Johnny Carino's. I was like, what is Johnny Carino's? And it's like... a whole thing and then looked up a review and someone was like, Buca di Beppo is fine, but it's no Johnny Carino's. I had no idea about this place.
Oh, yeah. It's been around the block. Johnny Carino's family of restaurants. I'm going to look up restaurants because there's another one out there. Yeah, it's like one of those chain places, but it's nicer and it's delicious. It's delightful.
It looks like a place that Sheena used to work at.
It does look like a place that Sheena's used to work at. It looks like a place we've all used to work at. Anybody has ever served time in Food and Bath, we've all had this kind of place.
The pictures are hilarious.
Where you're in the Applebee's, but you're like really wanting to be in the Johnny Carino's.
Yeah.
And then there are those people in the Johnny Carino's. And whenever you see them at like Bowling Alley Service Night, where all the waiters are, they're like too cool for everybody. They're classy. They order like an extra shot in their drinks because they're rich.
Wow. And all the Johnny Carino's look like they're the same shape of building. And I'm looking at it. They all look like sort of McMansions, but with a big sign that says Johnny Carino's on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's called class.
It's called Carino. I'm sure we will have a real like next season on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's like Pam Carino. She's like, yeah, my father started Johnny Carino's. Like she'll be like the heir of the Carino dynasty.
Well, we had almost the Sprouts girl member on Below Deck, but nothing much really happened to her. They let her go after one episode.
Yeah, she was a temp.
So they don't really seem to care about chain restaurant people.
The point is Crockford Hotel does not sound like it's from Las Vegas. So all the women are sort of sitting around. They've gotten to this hotel. They're having like a lunch in their massive, massive suite. And Crystal is going to have some truffle mashed potatoes.
They're having truffle mashed potatoes.
That's bold for lunch.
Did you say truffle mashed potatoes too? Because I thought you were skipping over it. And I was like, Ben's not going to talk about truffle mashed potatoes because I am.
No, of course I am. We're in the Johnny Carino segment of the recap. So of course I'm talking about mashed potatoes.
I'm sick of fancy people trying to trick us all into charging us an extra $20 for something because it says truffle on it. And then they just pour truffle oil into normal things. Mashed potatoes are not fancy. We all can agree with that, right?
Yes.
Just because you pour truffle oil on them does not mean they're Crockford worthy.
They're not Crockford. They're more Johnny Carino's. On a scale of Carino to Crockford, it's more on the Carino side of the spectrum. I agree. This scene was funny to me because I liked them all creating plates of food for themselves that you knew they were never going to eat. I mean, let's be honest, it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So,
I know Crystal's line was, I feel like I have to make room for that truffle mash. I was like, really?
So Garcelle comes in. She's like, where are the bitches at? And Dorit's like, well, we were waiting for you to eat. And Garcelle's like, I don't want to eat. I just want to go meet men. Are we really going to eat? I mean, I'll eat. I'll eat a man. I'll eat his dick. What I'm trying to say is, mama's horny. Am I going too hard? Am I going too hard in this confessional right now?
Am I playing too hard with this? Who wants to meet men in Vegas? Nobody gross. I mean, maybe temps. I guess they're just looking for temps. But the men in Vegas, I think, are in their grossest mode, you know?
Yeah.
I was walking with girls the whole time in Vegas for the weekend, and guys literally just, like, stare at their boobs. Like, no shaming it. Or, like, not just, like, a glance down. They just walk right by, like,
sir,
stop motorboating, my friend. Jeez, we're in line for the cashier, sir.
It was the desk attendant. Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder what sort of men are hanging around the Crockford Hotel or whatever it's called. So then Dorit's like, what on earth? What's going on? So Garcelle's basically, I guess she's already like changed outfits and everything. And no one's changed because they're all eating at this giant table, I'd like to point out. A massive table. It looked like they were on the set of The Traitors.
The Traitors. So Garcelle's like, all right, well, also I want to do an intervention. An intervention on how we date. And
they all look at Sutton.
Kyle's like, oh my God, look at us. Are looking at Sutton.
Oh my God. And Garcelle's like, well, because we go on dates and then we don't do second dates or third dates. And by we, I just mean pantsy pants over there in the corner.
And then we see a flashback of 3 weeks earlier and Crystal saying, what happened to that guy you showed me that picture of when you were in the bathtub? And Sutton's like, I want to punch you in the face right now, motherfucker.
And basically, Sutton had, like, I guess what? She'd shown a picture of herself in a bathtub to a guy. She sent that out or something like that. And then he, like, never got back. Didn't get back to her.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have Ari, like, bathing you. You know what I mean? Because you know that. You know that video of the bathtub was Ari like sponging her down, just going, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Your hair looks pretty, ma'am. Like creepy.
I feel like it was like,
at least do it somehow.
I feel like it was like when Mariah Carey was on Cribs, MTV Cribs, and she like ended the episode by getting into a hot tub. So I feel like Sutton was trying to recreate that in a weird way. Cause I feel like I've always had this thing, and I don't need anyone to support me on this because I feel like I'm probably the only one who feels this way, but I've always felt like Sutton looks strangely like Mariah Carey. So like when she said that she took a picture in the bathtub, I really could imagine it. I really could imagine Sutton doing a weird Sutton version of Mariah Carey with like rose petals and like waving goodbye to an MTV crew.
Yeah, you know, maybe the guy was just like, that's too many bubbles. It's too much of a flower petal bubble ratio. Flower bubble to petal ratio.
The guy's like, you've lost your voice. Least
sexy bathtub picture ever. Or maybe it was like November 1st and it was like, dun, 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 na, 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 na.
Or better yet, it was, she sent the picture on like December 23rd and the guy's like, I want us, like, I'm turned on by you, but honestly, I'm so sick of your song right now. I don't think I can get you any longer. She's like, I'm not Mariah Carey.
I'm sorry, but I cannot get a boner for you during the Christmas season. Can we please talk again in the new year?
Baby, all I want for Christmas is Sutton.
It's the American Ballet Foundation Theater.
All I want for Christmas is not seeing a stripper's head in someone's vagina for once. On ballet theater board.
So they give her shit about being in the bathtub, and Garcelle's like, so you sent that picture to Avi scrubbing you down in the bath, or Ari. Is it Ari Avi. Or Avi? Avi scrubbing you down in the bathroom, and she goes, and I didn't get asked out again. So, listen. You don't go on first dates. And Garcelle's like, I do. I do go on first dates. She's like, no, you don't. So when you go on a first date, you can talk to me about my second date. And Erica's like, where is this coming from? Where's it coming from, guys? And Dorit's like, I'm very, 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 very curious right now. Where is this coming from, Kyle?
And Kyle's like, well, she goes on a great first date, and then a second date, like, doesn't happen. And so Dorit's like, oh, but is it a great date, though? Is it great? And Kyle's like, they kissed. And so Dorit's like, so a really great date. And then you kissed. And then what happened? This is almost like the time that PK picked out a peppermint patty from the Best Buy line. He just made out with that thing. And then
Well, and then I just didn't really hear from him again. And she tells us, I had one of my favorite dates ever. I went to dinner with him. I let him come to my house. We played backgammon. Wow, that's really a big sexual thing on Real Housewives, because this was a plot line on New York. Yeah. Like, whoa, we didn't even have sex. You know what? We just played backgammon. He taught me how to play backgammon. So I don't know if that's like the older generation's like bang game or something that I'm missing.
I think it is.
But it seems to come up enough that I think that's like a fucking game, or it means fucking. So she's like, we played backgammon. We had a very nice conversation. And then I never heard from him again.
And she had also, for a second date, she invited him to go to the ABT Gala, which is black tie, and it's in New York. And so Dorit's like, well, gee, honey, I mean, it was a good kiss, but then you don't follow up with, can you please fly across the coast? You follow up with, would you care to be in a roller skating version of Peter Pan starring Boy George, and you get to be a mermaid? We throw pies in your face. That's a second date.
And she tells us, this is not the right thing to do. How would you feel if a man invited you on your second date, said, I barely know you, get on a plane, let's go across to Europe, let's go across the country to see you and me, or spend tons of... All right, well, If the situations were reversed, she would have married Piquet, wouldn't she?
I'm like, you're the one who just did Pretty Woman cosplay. Honestly, I 100% support Garcelle, but I support Sutton and, you know, saying, come with me to a black tie gala in New York for ABT. And here's why. Sure, that might be a lot. But you know what, though? If you're like 23 years old, it's like, oh my God, that's like so intense for a second date. But you know what, though? Sutton is a rich lady who travels in rich circles. It's pretty significant. Being on the board of ABT is significant. ABT is not just like Johnny Carino's, okay? It is like a major, major, you know, arts organization. And she needs like a guy. I think she needs a guy who's going to say like, yeah, I'm down. Let's take me. I'll fly across the country with you. Or at the very least, she needs a guy who can say, fun idea, can't make it, hit me up when you get back. But she does not. I think it's a really good weeding tool, and I fully support her inviting a guy to ABT Black Tie Gala event.
I do too, and I would add to that, not only should you invite him to the event to make sure he's comfortable with it, you should invite him to the event and make him carry your purse and stand right behind you while you talk to everybody, because that's the life he's going to be leading. Like, you need to make sure someone is comfortable in the role, and that's what Sutton's husband is going to do, let's face it.
Yeah, you need to be like, you need to like abandon him in the corner while you talk to Misty Copeland, and then at the end of the night you say, oh, you're still here, oh, good. Let's go get a bite.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Comer.
Today, hip-hop dominates pop culture, but it wasn't always like that. And to tell the story of how that changed, I want to take you back to a very special year in rap.
88, it was too much good music. The world was on fire.
Fire, yeah. I'm Will Smith. This is Class of 88, my new podcast about the moments, albums, and artists that inspired a sonic revolution and secured 1988 as one of hip-hop's most important years. We'll talk to the people who were there. And most of all, we'll bring you some amazing stories.
You know what my biggest memory from that tour is? It was your birthday.
Yes, and you brought me the Sade life-size cardboard cutout.
This is Class of 88, the story of a year that changed hip-hop.
Listen to Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the entire series right now on the Amazon Music app or Audible.
And we don't know that this guy was uncomfortable. They're assuming it was like, oh my God, she's already asking me to fly across the country. I have a feeling it was more like fucking ballet. I have to sit through ballet. Because listen, ballet is a beautiful art form, but not everybody's into it. And if you're not into it, it just looks like to me, well, I don't want to make ballet people upset.
But, do it.
You know, I respect what they do, but when I watch ballet, I think, oh my God, these are all tortured children. Because I know that their mothers force them into this at a very young age. Their feet are all broken. You know, I've known a lot of ballet dancers in my life. They're in pain. They're put down like freaking animals, you know, like horses with a broken leg at some point. They're just like, your ankle's wonky. Give her the shot.
They all hallucinate about Mila Kunis. That's for sure. So Barbara Hershey is really mean to them.
I basically, no matter how old the ballet artist is, I just see child abuse. And I just want to call it out. You know, it's like child abuse and the women in ball gowns standing around like, isn't this graceful? Look at the arch on her foot.
No wonder why gay men love it.
It's just like a whole big sick world.
this is like also known as every movie that gay men love. Like tough mothers, broken down women. We're in.
Yeah.
I also think it's a good test because I think it's important for Sun to know if the man that she's dating knows the difference between ABT as in the American Ballet Theater versus ABT, the giant electronics online store.
Or AGT, America's Got Talent.
You know? Especially
it
that.
It could be someone who's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see that. Is Simon still on the show? I'm always cheering for the jugglers. I hope there's a juggler.
Do you know that's like, I've heard that's the most expensive show on NBC is America's Got Talent.
Expensive.
Yes.
Because they're flying in all the people.
These people, and they're like, I guess the insurance and yada, yada, yada. But it apparently is a logistical nightmare, and it's very, very expensive. So next time we see this Real Housewives of Salt Lake City going on a regional trip to like Carson City, Nevada, it's because probably America's Got Talent sucked up all of Comcast's budget.
They flew in an eighth grader who could do really intense backbends while playing a tiny piano. Okay? That's why your vacation sucks, Salt Lake City.
Anyway, ballet. It's great. So, by the way, I do know someone who is a former ballerina who does listen to the show, and I feel like she probably would agree with everything you said. So, anyway.
Yeah, I stand for you, ballet people. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
I stand against your mothers. Okay. So now they're talking about another part of Sutton's dating style, which is her texting and how that needs work. So Kyle steals her phone and she's reading a message and it says, thought you liked these. Your triceps look good. I guess she was sending the bathtub picture and saying, maybe you'll like these bathtub pictures. Also, or, your triceps look good.
Or maybe like pictures of the two of them together or... something like that. Maybe. Oh, okay. I'm thinking that she's like, here's a picture on my phone, you know? So then they're all laughing that she said, oh, your triceps look good. And they all start to laugh. And then Garcelle's like, triceps, your triceps. And Kyle's like, how about your eyes? Or how about, you know what looks good? Your performance in Halloween Kills. Oh, was that just me? Sorry. Maybe not a universal compliment.
Yeah, you know, they're all wrong, I have to say. A guy loves to hear his triceps look good.
Loves it.
I don't even know what my triceps are, and I have certainly not been helped by any man in the world because no one has ever said, Ronnie, your triceps look good.
Yeah.
No one's ever said, where are your triceps? So I guess that's a positive, but wow. I'm just getting sadder. So Dorit's like, how to lose a guy in 10 days, part two, starring Sutton Sutton.
PK then interrupts, ladies and gentlemen, Berlin. It's like not from How to Lose a Guy from 10 Days, Berlin.
Okay, so Kyle starts messing around with Sutton's phone, and Sutton's just like, don't.
Because she FaceTimes again. Kyle does this. I hate this. This happens all the time. Kyle's like, oh my God, oops, I hit FaceTime. Kyle acts like she doesn't know how to use a phone when she's on it all the time, as we all are. But she suddenly acts like, oops, I hit FaceTime. That does not happen. That doesn't happen where you accidentally hit FaceTime to someone. Kyle does it. She's stirring the pot. She's doing that bratty little kid thing. Like, how about someone hits the FaceTime on Morgan Wade text messages? How about that?
Oh, she would love, Morgan Wade would love it. You know, Morgan Wade is just sitting over there like, maybe I'm going to get FaceTime today.
Okay, Lisa Vanderpump, how about that?
Hey, I'm just creating the music for Crockford's.
Crockford's.
Please don't bother me unless anyone else FaceTimes me besides Kyle, okay? Because I'm in here creating the background music for Crockford's Steakhouse.
Hi, this is Morgan Wade, and I want to let you know that for a limited time only, when you buy lasagna at Johnny Carino's, you get unlimited Diet Cokes. Johnny Carino's, where you go for not just SpaghettiOs.
But it's Morgan Wade, so it has to end with a little ding, 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 ding.
Sorry, that was implied.
Johnny Carino's country crock dish. We're bringing a dish from the country for women who like women.
For a limited time only, Johnny Carino's is partnering with Crawford's to bring you the best of the South and of Italy. It's called the fried chicken lasagna.
We're basing the dish on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards, and Morgan Wade. It's called Is They or Isn't They? And it's a mix of penne and spaghetti.
And no one will eat it.
Okay, so they're FaceTiming, and Sutton's like, oh my God, stop it. What did you just do, Kyle? What did you just do? That's not very American Foundation Theater of you. And Kyle's like, hang up. It was just a butt dial. Don't give my phone to Kyle. She's dangerous, everybody. So it's like wacky. And then we see a flashback of one year earlier.
One year.
We see Kyle's back to ears. Kyle's previous ears.
Actually, on this show, to say one year earlier is like not that bizarre. It's like, okay.
when you start marking Housewives seasons by ears.
Oh my goodness. I'm just writing down a list. Okay. People we've offended today. Ballerinas, people from the South, potentially Italians. Okay. Continue.
People with ear jobs.
People with ear jobs. Okay.
I want an ear job. You know, they always say growing older, you can really moisturize and really try and stop a lot of it, but there's no way you're ever going to stop your ears or your nose. God damn it, that's true. Those ears just start flapping away over here.
Some people's ears get really big. Like, do you remember the actor Harry Dean Stanton? He was like, you know, he was... One of his last roles was on Twin Peaks, the new Twin Peaks, and he was there. He must have been in his 90s, and his ears, I was like, do our ears really get that big? His ears were humongous. I was like, wow, that's going to be my future. Big flappy Ben ears.
I'm going for Mr. Potato Head size ears, you know? Aren't those like really gigantic?
I think so.
They're really big. They're like as big as a whole potato. I'm going for that. That's my goal.
Potato.
I don't want to just have big ears. I want to have the biggest ears where people are like, oh my God, Ronnie, fuck you. That's so lobes.
I'm not going for Mr. Potato. Boners. I'm not going for Mr. Potato, but I am going for Mr. Truffle Potato.
Like, I'm fancy. I'm a very fancy potato, so... I'm Crockford worthy. I want to be worthy Mr. Potato.
I want to be the sort of Mr. Potato Head you'd find at Crockford's. Both the restaurant chain and the hotel.
Oh, okay. So they have some wacky moments on there. And Kyle's like, I'm just going to say this. You're smart. You're beautiful. You're funny. You're beautiful and funny. And if they don't respond to you right away, they can just go fuck off. Okay. And Garcelle's like, yes, they're lost.
I love when people do that. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with you on these dates? You're so ridiculous. You should not be sending those text messages. But you know what, though? If they don't like you, they don't know what they're missing because you're beautiful and wonderful. But what, seriously, what the fuck are you doing on these dates?
Well, can we face it? Nobody on this cast knows how to date.
No one.
Like, no one is really in the position to give her
generally dating advice. I don't think the term date or dated or dating is acceptable with these women. That's actually a trigger for them. It's like, oh, wow, she's looking rather dated. Back to the surgeon.
Oh, so Garcelle's like, all right, well, let's just go to our rooms and take a little break, and then we'll get ready and go to Magic Mike. So it's Magic Mike time, everybody. We've known it's coming. No pun intended. Yeah. So Kyle and Dorit, basically everybody just goes into their room, and Dorit's like, oh, can you believe that Crystal, of all people, brought Gleam? She brought Gleam.
Dorit is furious because for the first time ever, she decided not to bring Glam. Because, I don't know, like, she decided that she thought, because it was a crystal vacay, she thought they were going to be low-key. So she didn't bring Glam, Kyle didn't bring Glam, and everyone else brought Glam. And she is so mad about it.
And then Sutton's looking through her clothes, and she cannot find her trousers for tonight. Where's Avi? If Avi has fucked this up too, God, that guy is just not focused. Avi! And then she texts him, come to my room. And then just looks at her phone like, well, I just told him off. I said, come to my room. That's what I said.
So Avi's the sort of gay who walks into a room saying, okay. He comes in and goes, okay. Like, okay. It's a way, it's like,
because it's always something. He knows it's not like, hey, just wanted to check on your day. He's just coming like, what shit show is next? He's like an emergency room nurse.
You know? I am here. I already know you're being irrational. I'm stating okay, just both to reassure you that everything is okay, but also like, you need to stop whatever you're about to say. You need to stop it because you're already wrong. I'm telling you right now, you're already wrong.
It's basically like, everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay. What do you need? Where do you need me?
So she can't find her pants. The pants are a big deal because previously on the show, Erica told everyone on the plane, when they go to see Magic Mike, wear pants. So that way, if you're brought up onto the stage and things go wild, you don't have to worry about a wardrobe malfunction because you got pants on. So she's looking for her pants.
And she says, there's a clip of her saying when she hears that, she's so happy. And she says, I brought pants. I even brought panties.
Yeah.
So she is ready. She's brought her pants and her panties, and she hopes she gets called up on stage, is what we're all led to believe from this clip.
Yeah. So,
which surely they'll only play that one time.
So he comes in, and Garcelle's like, you're in so much trouble, Avi. And he's like, oh God, should I just dig my own grave? And so it's like, there, Avi, there are no white pants in this closet. Okay, there are no white pants. I'll tell you who wouldn't have messed that up. Joshua. Okay, can we dig him up out of whatever gay bar he's in northern Minnesota? Where the hell did that guy go anyway?
Look at it. And Sutton's like, yeah, look at him. He's shaking because he's in so much trouble. Avi, you better find those white pants.
And he just walks right in there and pulls out the white pants.
She goes, okay, well, never mind. I just didn't see them then. So you live another day. Okay, good for you.
She's like, well, apparently I need a map. Okay, because I don't like this nonsense. I like to unpack myself so I'm in complete control. And I like control. If you like to unpack yourself, then why did you pull the Diana Jenkins and have Avi go ahead of you and put everything in the closet? Don't tell it. We saw what happened. Those clothes did not arrive there by magic. Like,
she definitely copied that from Diana because she didn't do that before. But now she does the whole, I have a gay who goes in there and unpacks everything for me. But she's like, yeah, well, I like to unpack myself. Well, I don't mean my clothes. I unpacked Avi. Okay. I let Avi out of the box that we shipped him in on the airplane.
So, Sutton just is like singing. She's like, the day is done, gone the sun. What was the melody? Do you remember the melody? Apparently it was a real one.
I don't know, but she's just like, Avi's not dead. Off with your hand. So Avi just runs down the hallway. It's like, please, please, God.
So now Crystal is
everyone's glam,
showing off her new Valentino bag that she got for herself for her birthday. And Erica's like,
well, I'm taking everyone to Magic Mike and we're going to get homegirl Crystal on stage and we're going to embarrass the fuck out of Crystal. Yay!
Yeah. And then Dorit is doing Kyle's hair, giving Kyle her hair tendrils that she loves so much, her like long hair fangs. And then they're just like, it's like glam squads, lots of glam squads, all that stuff. And then we have a very special moment because Garcelle pulls two bottles of Ocean Spray out of Sutton's hands. And Garcelle's like, girl, look at this girl. Like, God forbid that there's no Ocean Spray wherever you're going. And we find out now that Sutton has like an obsession with Ocean Spray.
Yeah, she can only have Ocean Spray grapefruit juice, which is triggering to anybody who is in Weight Watchers as a child.
Really?
Because in the old days at Weight Watchers, it was grapefruit, and cottage cheese. Those are the things. I'm still triggered by grapefruit. I can't believe anybody would have that on purpose.
It's very 80s.
But she's like, yeah, I need to have my own Ocean Spray grapefruit juice with me. Look, Beyonce likes hot sauce in her bag, and I like Ocean Spray grapefruit juice in my bag. Okay, Southern girls know what we like.
I appreciate you like trying to raise yourself up to Beyonce's level with Ocean Spray. I got Ocean Spray in my bag. Doesn't quite have that same, I don't know, doesn't have that same punch, you know? I don't know what it is, just doesn't have it.
So Garcelle's giving her shit about it, and Erica's getting ready to slip into her latex outfit.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of, like, you know, the typical, like, what are you wearing? Woo, walking down the hallway, look at us strutting, whoa. So everyone's, like, gathering together. Sun's getting her grapefruit juice and everything, and they all meet up with Garcelle at the bar and everything. And it's just, like, more. It's, like, it's the usual Beverly Hills stuff of everyone showing off their outfits and stuff. So
it's the usual Beverly Hills. Oh my God, you look amazing.
You look so good. Is that
you're
leather?
Killing
oh
it.
My God, is that a money?
So Sutton says, at this point, as they gather at the bar in their suite, Sutton once again reiterates, I don't like pants. I don't wear pants a lot. But so she doesn't even like to wear pants, but she's wearing the pants because she's hoping to be brought up on stage. That's the implication.
Yes.
So, flashback one day earlier on the plane to Vegas.
When we go to Magic Mike, if you want to get on stage, you got to wear pants. I have pants. Ain't panties. Because we're in Vegas, and I'm going to get up on that stage, and I'm going to dance with strippers. I mean, come on. Why not? Nobody's gonna take that away from me.
So, that's the clip again. Mm-hmm. So, we know she's very excited. Sorry to keep repeating it, but so does the show. Okay, yell at the show. So, Erica comes out in her black pleather.
It's like so, outfit. Like it's all the way up to her neck. She's like, she looks so visibly uncomfortable. And then Kyle's like, oh my God, this is giving me, was it Berlin? Yeah, babe, Berlin, ladies and gentlemen. In the corner, you should see the band's just still there singing Take My Breath Away.
Take my breath away.
Really trying to force Berlin on us, PK.
Not for Magic Mike.
Well, you said that Erica looks really, what'd you
say?
It's
sort of like really, it's like stuffy. Yeah, she looked uncomfortable.
That's Erica's vibe. I think that's Erica's vibe. And people who are into Erica, they have that kink. Just a stuffy kink. They're like, wow. You know what I really want to be with tonight? Someone who just doesn't want to be here. It's just like someone who looks like they just don't want to be here. And that's the vibe. I've seen a lot of clips from her show. I saw her doing clips of her doing her BravoCon class or whatever she was doing there. And I was like, you know, I always thought this was just bad performing. But now that I see more of it, I think that's her style. Mm. It's just like, I'm dancing for you, but I hate it. And people are like, oh my God, you guys, Erica really hates this. Isn't it great?
So then, like, Sutton pulls out a giant stack of singles, like a giant stack. I mean, you could buy a whole meal at Johnny Carino's with that stack of singles. And she has them.
I'm offended when I see the singles, aren't you? I mean, I feel like the economy has risen a lot and you're very rich. I feel like it's offensive to give a single dollar to somebody for dick. Like, come on. At least a five. Fives are the new ones.
I just remember one of the first times I went to a gay bar and there was like a go-go dancer there. And I put like a single into like his little G-string thing. And then like, you know, I just put a single in and he was like, oh, nice, you know. And then I like walked away and my friend was like, no, Ben, you gave him a single. He is your employee now. You do whatever you want until he says no. I was like, oh
hell no.
I was like, wow, is that how we treat our strippers now?
Now, yeah.
That's what I'm just thinking about. That's how people treat strippers.
But that is so. That's why I get offended. And I've never been a stripper, obviously. But I do get offended because it's like the shittiest tippers in the world are the ones who boss you around the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I gave you 10% and now I'm going to work you like mad. It's like, God damn it. And I feel like that's how dollar people are. Like, I gave you a dollar. Suck my dick. I'm like, no, a dollar is you have the presence. Mm. You have the pleasure of being in my presence, okay? It's going to cost a lot more money to get anything else out of
it. So would you say, like, the appropriate amount that you should tip a stripper should be, like, about as equal as, like, what you give the Tooth Fairy? Because growing up, you give about, like, I think you get, or what you get from the Tooth Fairy. Like, growing up.
No, you give the Tooth Fairy teeth. But, like, I don't expect people to get their teeth.
I got a tooth for you, a stripper. I meant the other way around.
A stripper just walking around with a necklace of teeth.
Some people would be into it.
I scored today, bitch. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
No, I meant like growing up, I think you would get like a dollar. I think I got like a dollar. Maybe I'd get a quarter. I don't know. Maybe I had a cheap Tooth Fairy, but I think I got like a dollar.
We got silver dollars because our Tooth Fairy was like, I don't know. I feel like our Tooth Fairy did us right. It was always a silver dollar.
But now I think kids get like $5, maybe even more. So I kind of feel like stripper tips.
They get fucking golf carts now.
Even underage golf carts. I was just going to say that maybe, I would say that probably stripper tipping fees are probably in line with Tooth Fairy rewards.
To start, at least I would say a bundle of fives. I would say like 5 to 10 to start. And then if you want any ball smacking you in the face, you're going to need at least a 10 to 20.
Oh, you're going to have strippers at your door, Ronnie.
Any nastiness beyond that.
You're going to have strippers at your door. You are tipping well. They are going to be lining up at your Airbnb in 2 seconds.
I just feel, you know, I feel for them because they're like, people are taking such advantage of them, you know, so I like to give them a lot of money. And then all of my friends are like, oh my God, the strippers really like you. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, it's just because I'm nice to them, but you know, I'm nice to them financially.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get a second job just to help the strippers. And I'm always like, you could do some, you know, like, what are you into? What are you studying for? You're studying for something, right?
Teeth.
This happen.
Studying for teeth. But you know what? I was skeeved out about that giant stack of dollars. I was like, all I could think about was germs. I don't know. Like, if I touch too much cash, I get grossed out. Like, because I always think, you know, gross, like, yeah. I always think about the first time I went into a casino, it was in Reno. And I hit the jackpot like right away. And like the coins coming out. And at that point, it was coins, not these days, it's like little ticket vouchers. But like I had a bucket and the coins come out and you're basically with your hand, you're pushing them into the bucket, you know? And then like when you hit the jackpot, it's like a lot of quarters, you're like going doing for like a while, you're doing it. And then you look at your hand is black. And it's so gross. So I think handling all those singles, I just think of like my hand turning like the color of like a street, you know?
Well, I think everything else is turning into Venmo tipping, you know? Like we used to joke about putting a slide card in your butt crack a long time ago. Remember that? But
like a square
now,
reader.
I think there's probably QR codes on butts. And I don't know how you decide who you're going to smack in the face with nuts. You have to like look at all the tiny pictures. Like you have to scroll through the tips while you're dancing, look for the tiny little bald head. You know, it's like that could be Harvey Weinstein if he was still out in the world. Okay, with a click of that, let me see how much he gave me. Okay, it's guys. Like, then he has to like clip his phone to his G-string and then come start smacking me in the face with
I'm just going
to
like scan his Venmo QR code that he's tattooed onto his thigh. And then, like, I'll put my tip, and then I'll just wait for him to look for the attendee who looks like Ruth Buzzy, like a man Ruth Buzzy. Be like, oh, there's Ben Mandelker.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. Okay, so she's handing out ones to everybody, and Erica's like, do not let me touch that money, because the tax authority will say I owe it to them.
That's funny. That was funny. I laughed at that. I laughed at Erica's joke. So they head out to the mountain. Did they get someone's?
Please don't ever be a studio audience for a sitcom.
I laughed at that. That was funny. Well, there are some people who don't laugh. They just say things. That was funny. That was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny. I want to be in a studio audience because they don't use studio audience laughter anymore properly. It's all sound effects. But like I was watching an episode of The Golden Girls the other day and someone was losing their mind and they were like gasping in the background and you could hear it and like no one else was laughing. And I was like, I miss those. That would be me. Except they'd be saying, that was funny. That was funny. So anyway, they're going to Magic Mike and we have a flashback of Erica's talking to Mikey because Erica's like, well, we're going to Vegas. So do you think we could possibly go to Magic Mike? And Mikey's like, of course. Yes, bitch.
And I'd love if all the girls could get a chance to get on stage and have that experience.
And he's like, so she tells us, I know many of the men who are in this show, Davis, who's Mikey's partner, that guy's in the show. And then they show a picture of Davis. Holy gorgeousness, Davis. Yeah. Good God, fall down gorgeous, man.
Yeah.
Really have nothing else to say about that, but I'd just like to take a moment to all just bathe in the beauty of Davis.
Yeah. Davis, you're doing great work. Those guys at Magic, I saw Magic Mike a few years ago. It is it's an attractive cast. I'll tell you that much. It is an attractive cast of dancers. It's also a really good show, by the way. It's like just like a good show. You're like, wow, look at that. It's amazing what they're doing. It's on a rope and everything. Just a little endorsement.
On a rope.
Hot. Yeah. There's like aerialism and all that stuff. And there's all sorts of stuff happening.
Okay, so we go to the theater. Everybody's walking into the theater to get their special housewife seats. And Sutton's like, I'm sorry, but my pants are very long. But I've got them. Pants. Pants. Gosh, pants. I'd hate it if someone spread even me on this stage up here.
got some stage-ready pants. Got some extra padding in there in case my butt happens to wind up on a stage. And I'm placed there by a muscular man. Just got them ready. Got wearing my pants, stage pants. So they all sit there and they're put up in like the balcony and everything. And so now Sutton's already starting to get like a little upset because she realizes she's not going to get to use her stack of dollars that she had taken out from or had Avi take out. She's like, well, we can't use our dollars. Can't use them. Oh, well.
Right. They get sat in the front of the balcony, which means they're not within touching distance, which it's like great to have seats, but you're not.
But it's also not a tipping show.
The dick slap section.
I'm pretty sure it's not, if I remember correctly, it's not really a tipping show. It really is actually more of a show than like a strip, like strippers, like in the sense like there's some that get on people's laps, but you're kind of watching a performance more than anything else.
Right. It would almost, maybe it would be rude to
tip. It might be weird. It might be, I'm sure people do tip. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
It's like if you're sitting in the front row of Mean Girls on Broadway and you're just like throwing up a five. You're like, you did great, Regina. I loved your solo. Where's the five? She's like, I'm an artist. How dare you?
I deserve $10.
Let it go. Let it go. Wow, that's worth a 20. That's worth a 20. Come here. Take it from my teeth. Take it from my teeth, Elsa.
Little reindeer coming by. Oh, yeah, that's a 20 for that reindeer. Yes, queen.
If I was a rich man, la di da di da. Oh, here, have a 50. Have a 50, Tevye.
I've got $10 for Yenta. Wait for it to come
out. We just end Fiddler on the Roof. Like, hey, if everybody gave Tevye $50 right now, he wouldn't have to deal with this shit. Okay? Let's just wrap this musical up early. Wrap it up.
Ma'am, you... hello, this is welcome to the Winter Garden Theater. We'd like to request no tipping during the bottle dance. It'll actually be an issue.
Guys, I've adopted Annie. Sorry, the rest of the performance has been called off. Annie has been adopted by this bald man in the front row.
Is this the little boy I carried? No, but here's the 20. Carry that instead.
Okay, so the show starts, and the MC's like, welcome to the biggest beef ballet in Las Vegas. The
best I'm on ABC, how dare you say Las that? Vegas. I'm an American buffet theater.
That's my charity, the American Buffet Theater.
Welcome to the biggest beef buffet in Las Vegas. If you're in the front row... you're gonna get wet because we have an issue with our pipes. So we apologize ahead of time, but the show must go on.
I'm not referring to your vaginas. Okay. We're not dirty people at all. It's a very clean
The sprinkler show. System has been malfunctioning. So we apologize ahead of time. Here's some ponchos to wear on your vaginas and the rest of your body too, because we have a real sprinkler system issue.
So they start dancing and Seth's like, oh, I'm kind of into this. Why am I into this?
Because it's hot ass gigantic naked man setting.
The hottest why wouldn't you guys in Nevada are writhing in front of you. That's why. Did you see the guy you went on a date with last year? Okay. This is why you're into it.
So they're doing their thing, and Sutton's like, we wore pants in your face, we wore them, come on down here, we got some pants on, and they're just like wooing and loving it.
I see London, I see France, I see a stripper's head in my pants, come on, get up here.
Oh my God, Avi couldn't find this guy's pants either. I'm telling you, that guy's no good. And all these men walking around with no pants.
So then, my favorite part of all this is while this happens, it keeps cutting to Dorit with her phone. And Dorit, who, this poor lady, she's just had to endure some sort of pretty woman thing with PK at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. I mean, her magic mic is PK. So she's seeing all these guys. Her eyes are like saucers. And she just has her camera out the entire time. She's like, string. Ooh. And she's just scanning back and forth with the biggest smile on her face.
So now Erica gets led onto the stage with Crystal, the birthday girl. And Sutton just figures that's all that's going to be taken up on the stage. And so she turns to Garcelle and she's like, I wore pants for fucking nothing. Like, she's all mad that she's not the one who's up there who's about to get it. So then they get into the act, and Erica's really, of course,
I'm a showman, Dorit. I'm a showman.
So she's very, like, rubbing herself, and she's in her pleather outfit because she knew she was going to be up there. And she's like, yeah. She's, like, fully doing the thing. Erica, listen, about as many people are here to see you as they are at your own show to see you. Nobody. Okay, just stop.
Erica, I was actually happy for Erica because she was so into it. I mean, her legs were, they were to the left, to the right, above her head. She was, this was not showmanship. She was like, honestly, I don't give a fuck if everyone wants. Just do me right now, you hot piece of ass. She was ready for it. And I was cracking up. That was funny. That was fun.
So she does, like, he opens her legs, she spread eagles, and then he starts, like, simulating.
He was
eating her out. Man, I was trying to find a cunnilingus. He starts simulating.
Johnny cunnilinguses. Oh my God,
I'm getting so nervous talking about cunnilingus. Johnny Carino's cunnilingus. On the menu.
For today only, guess what? Come in for lasagna and get a free side of cunnilingus at Johnny Carino's.
Okay, so yeah, so they're doing that, and then Crystal is jumping on the guy, and she's like, oh my God, this is so much fun. So, okay, so the producer's asking Erica, did Tom ever have moves like this? No, Tom didn't ever have moves like that. Are you kidding? And she's like,
no, he had other moves, and clearly that landed me in hot water, but I'm not going to say that robbing orphans and widows wasn't sexy in its own way. Bless that man. I'm actually thinking of it as I'm getting eaten out right now. So think of one thing while getting done by the other thing. It's actually perfection, baby.
So Sutton is really, like, she's now gone from being, like, salivating at the mouth to now she's, like, scowling, looking off to the side. She's decided that she has to reframe all this. So she's like, so Garcelle's like, are you okay? And then Sutton's like, so she basically is like, oh, well, she tells the
she's furious. Yeah, they make it look like she got furious the second that they opened their legs and that it went to cunnilingus. They make it look like that is the thing that Sutton is like, I am furious with cunnilingus. Mm-hmm. Now, let me add in here just before we go, because I never have intel, but I did this time because I met Sutton at BravoCon. I met her at the Jeff Lewis party thing, and I don't know Sutton, but Ryan Bailey knows Sutton, so really? He was over talking to Sutton, and that was nice. You know, I just tagged along because I wanted to see what Sutton was like. You know, of course, I'm not an idiot. It's BravoCon, so I was like, "Hi," and she was so nice and everything. But we were talking about this because we had just both seen the previews for this week, so we were talking about this, and she's like, "Oh, you know, y'all, they made it look like something it wasn't." I was just mad because I was worried because once I saw that it was like really dirty, I thought we all had to go up there. Like I thought we all had a turn and I just didn't want to go up there because I can't do that. You know, I wore pants and I know that they were going to make me go up there and I just don't want to look like that because I have this American Ballet, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. No, I don't buy it now that I've seen
yeah, she
it.
Wants it to
no,
go up
sorry.
There.
Yeah, sorry, don't buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she knows what the strippers, she knows what strippers are all about. If, honestly, the truth is, if these were real male strippers, they'd be a lot dirtier than what we saw. Like, this is actually tame for a male stripper, if you ask me. So, Garcelle's basically like, yeah, she's like upset that she wasn't chosen to go on stage and she wore pants. So Garcelle did not wear pants. So she was not brought up on stage. And then they keep on checking in on her and Sutton's like, I'm going. So she gets up and she leaves in a huff, the sort of huff that says, you better follow me if you're a friend, okay? So she walks off.
She leaves and she's like, I'm on the board of American Ballet Foundation. I don't do that fucking shit.
So Dorit's like, this is Sutton, always making herself the center of attention. She can't help herself. So Sutton goes off to the bathroom. And then Garcelle, of course, follows her because if Garcelle doesn't follow her, then the thing is like, ah, left. And not a single one of y'all followed me into that bathroom. Where, you know, not even real friends.
And I love how Garcelle always deals with Sutton. She's like, Sutton, listen, what's going on with you? Can we not do this in a bathroom? Do I have to sit in a bathroom? Can we sit on a bench? I really need to sit down. Just tell me what it is while I'm sitting down.
I know. She's like, listen, someone clearly went to the actual real beef buffet here in Vegas. And do we have to do this in the bathroom? Okay, let's go out to some fresher air. Okay.
Oh my God, do you see that squirrel
on
the roof?
No, let's see.
He loves stripper talk. Do you see him?
He's like, I heard I can get a good tip.
He's out there.
Oh, yeah. Look at him or her.
That's a big squirrel,
right?
That's
a big
right?
squirrel.
What do you want? Come over here. I'll give you some food.
Probably has rabies.
I'll give you some food, squirrel.
Here I am. I've got some seals. Oh, yeah. You want to go? She's just going to leave? That squirrel's like, I am on the board of Squirrel Ballet Theater, and this is vulgar.
I'm on the board of Squirrel Ballet Foundation. Okay. FBF.
Listen, I got a reservation at Johnny Squirrel Arenas, so gotta go.
Squirrel Karinas. Okay, so let's go over to this conversation. So she's like, what's up, Sutton? And then meanwhile, inside, Crystal's saying Sutton's upset. And Erica's like, oh, God, why? Why today? And Kyle gets invited onto the stage for the next round.
Yes.
So she goes up there. And Garcelle's talking to Sutton. She's like, come on, we're having a good time. You were laughing and you were dancing. Then all of a sudden, this. And she's like, and then it was a good show. But then I saw my two friends and they had their legs wide open with a man's face.
There was a man inside their legs when they opened it up. She said, they opened their legs and there was a man's face inside. It's like, wow, that was...
I'm on the board of the American Ballet.
Garcelle's like, I understand. You're literally on an organization of people who open their legs for a living. Yes, this is clear.
You do realize that those people are the most flexible on the planet, don't you?
You do realize you are a chair of a board but for people who have professional bulges at all times in front of children.
So she's like, I don't have friends who get up on stages and have men's faces in their crotch. Oh, I'm just such an innocent white lady. I've never, ever seen anything. I'm too rich for cunnilingus.
And it cuts to Kyle. So Kyle's on stage and the stripper's trying to put like whipped cream. The stripper tries to put whipped cream in her mouth. And I was just, she was like, would not allow. She's like, no carbs.
I thought it was so funny that Kyle, who's having like a working out and not eating anything storyline, they're trying to force whipped cream on her. I'm surprised she even let it on her skin.
They should have wheeled out that wheel of Parmesan that from that one time. Like, okay, what about this? They just try to see what she will take in. Like, she's like, nope. She's like, on my chest, not in my mouth.
This is my physical journey storyline.
It's like how you're going to wake up in 3 hours, go to the gym. You can take a little bit of whipped cream.
And Sutton's like, y'all can have fun. Y'all can clap along. Y'all can think it's great. But I live by a different standard for myself. For myself. As started by the Rockefellers. Who I know.
Listen, I don't watch vulgar performances. Instead, I support things called Nutcracker. No. Wait a second. Hey, everyone. This is a two-part recap. So if you're waiting for part two, it's going to be on the podcast feed very, very shortly. Thanks, everyone. And thanks for listening. And we'll catch you on the second part of the recap.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.